Seattle's minimum wage is now more than $15 an hour in some restaurants. And that's got a lot of KUOW listeners asking about tips.
Do I still have to tip people in order to bring them up to a reasonable wage?
That's listener Derek Hansen. KUOW's David Hyde hit some restaurants for answers.
So, Derek, I've been asking around about tips for you, and the short answer is...
yes, people should still tip.
Kun Choi is a college student, and he says he needs your tip to help pay his rent, like most servers in Seattle. He's not making 15 bucks an hour. That's only a requirement at the biggest businesses. The mom-and-pop places can still pay their workers as little as $11.50 an hour. But there is an anti-tip movement, and it's gaining momentum in Seattle. Back in early 2015, a small oyster bar in Ballard ended tipping as we know it.
I think it's taken a lot of load of the stress off of being front of the house and serving.
Dina Foreman's worked at the Walrus and the Carpenter for nearly a decade.
At first, if you would have asked all of us 3 years ago, there would have been a lot of fear. Like, what's it going to be like? Are we still going to make the same amount of money?
But Foreman says it's made paychecks more predictable.
There's never that nothing feeling or like, what did I do wrong? Or, oh no, that was my only table that night, I can't pay my bills kind of thing.
The Oyster Bar now has a mandatory 20% service charge, which is divvied up between waiters, shuckers, and other staff. The fee also helps pay for health benefits, a retirement plan, and wages that start above $15 an hour. In the years since the no-tip policy launched, co-owner Jeremy Price says there have been very few complaints. Except a handful from mostly older white guys who say,
I would have left more, but now I'm just so offended that you've removed control.
Back in 2015, co-owner Renee Erickson told KUW, customers wanting to be in control is the problem.
Being a woman and serving people can be uncomfortable at times. And there's comments that can be made that remind you that you're working for a tip.
Academic research has found that the culture of tipping can perpetuate sexism and racism. Studies indicate that black servers get tipped less. And on the other side of the table, research indicates that wait staff discriminate against black customers, believing they won't tip as well. The Oyster Bar just wanted to be done with all of that. A number of other Seattle restaurant owners, like Tom Douglas, are also on the no-tip bandwagon. Some have even gone a step further, like Matt Dillon's Bar Ferdinand, where there's no service charge, no tips, and if you do tip, it gets donated to charity. Searching for the answer to whether customers should still tip got us wondering, how did tipping even start? It turns out Americans didn't always tip like they do today. The custom was imported from Europe after the Civil War. At the time, critics rejected tipping as an aristocratic import, an insult to American workers not right for our more democratic sensibilities. In 1909, Washington became the first state to pass an anti-tipping law. It lasted 4 years. And of course, eventually the tip caught on. And these days, it's Europeans and visitors who find our culture of tipping a little strange. Nino Guilherme is slurping oysters at the Walrus and the Carpenter, and he says he likes the no-tip policy because back home in Portugal...
as a customer, you're not supposed to be charged for the service. The establishment actually pays their waiters, so you, as a customer, you shouldn't be in charge of that.
So should you still tip? If you ask servers, at least for now, the answer is yes. Here at the Oyster Bar, the owners discourage it. There's not even a line for a tip on the bill. But Dana Foreman, who works the front of the house, says...
there definitely is that thrill where someone will say, that was great, and there'll be a 20 left on the table or something like that. So there's still the thrill.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.